You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Nobody knows.
I don't like it when it's over.
Nobody knows.
I'm sad. I'm bam.
Yes.
Are we ready, guys, too?
No.
Oh.
It's more like,
so dumb. Being is for doing, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the final episode of the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV for season 9.
Season finale. Not final episode.
Just for the season.
Season finale.
I just said all of those things. Women. It's because I'm one of the only dudes in here. You guys want to run all over me.
That's right. Women
I'm
rule the world.
Instagram right
it's
now.
It's sexual.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, you guys. I'm Jason J. Carter.
Hi, I'm Julie Parton.
And I'm Star Session.
I'm Kelly.
And tonight was the season finale of season 9. Wow, 9 seasons of Grey's, and it was a perfect storm.
Was it?
Well, first,
be honest.
Well, hold on. On our couch, we have our on-air legal guy, legal eagle, Mr. Jason Michael Romwell, juris doctor.
Welcome, glad to join us.
AKA Munchkin.
Hello.
Hey. So you know, okay. They said that. In medicine, when everything goes wrong, it's called a perfect storm. And things just go wrong one after the other, after the other, after the other. So tonight's episode is called Perfect Storm. Mm-hmm. And for a finale, Grey's is hit or miss with finales. I'm sorry. And tonight's finale was, on a scale of 1 to 10, and I'm sorry, AfterBuzz, you know I'm an avid Grey's fan, but it was probably a 7 for me.
But the thing about it is, like, they don't have to have a big catastrophe every single time.
Right. I understand that. But I do. It's not about the catastrophe, though. It's about what the content that we're watching and the emotion and the drama that's playing out in any situation. Okay, let's get into it.
Okay, I disagree. Let's just go into that. How about that? I think that when it comes down to the finale, like, it just wrapped up the stories into a bow, and it kind of left us wanting more. Like, I want to know what's going to happen with Callie. I want to know what's going to happen with the marriage. I want to know what's going to happen with a lot of different things.
I agree. But the thing is, Star, is the way they executed those storylines they kind of dropped the ball. They had opportunities to really have us go, no.
Well, that
out.
Was last week, and I feel like last week was really action packed and on the edge of our seat. And some of our viewers were even tweeting that they were pacing while watching the show. And I mean, mm-hmm. it kind mm-hmm. of last week was definitely more action packed, and this week just kind of tied it up into a bow. You know, I love tying things up into a bow, just nice and beautiful. And let's start from the beginning.
I think it's that we expect so much from these season finales from Grey's. Like, we want to be on the ground, shocked out of our minds every single time.
And we clearly want someone to die. That's
right.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, begging. I mean, not that we want it. We expect it, though. So every time we think somebody
died,
and they didn't,
to want these things, these elements.
Like, tricked us again. tricked us again. Like, why were we wanting them to die so bad? I think it's just something we become accustomed to.
There's only
but
one.
But it's always the same people that are gonna die.
That's what wow,
it's always the same people that their life is in jeopardy. And I like that this episode didn't have that death, that particular death, because it's like, how many times? I mean, on one hand, it's like, okay, die already, because you've been in jeopardy so many times.
Interns.
It's like Final Destination, right?
Meredith is the final destination queen.
Yes.
She should have been gone.
She's like dodging
like
it.
Hat.
She's like, I got death.
She's got 9 seasons of lives in her.
She's like Instagramming death.
I know, so is the next one it?
Oh, no.
There's only 9.
That's true.
Honestly, it would be poetic at this time. She right. has averted no, it so but she many can't. Different
but
ways.
I, personally, if they kill her, I will hate this show.
Because yeah, well, they can't kill her. Hello, I mean, they can't kill her. Her name, is Grey's yeah. Anatomy.
She's on the you know the front door.
But
of
now,
the
she, but yeah, but now they can live on because now it's the name of the hospital.
Right.
It's so then they don't need her.
Gotcha.
I guess it's that we're just not scared. You could literally do anything to Meredith, and we wouldn't be scared that she was going to die anymore.
That's yeah. true.
I fell okay. for that one too many times.
Yeah. Let's
start from the top. Let's dissect
this.
It.
Yeah, let's dissect this because okay, first of all, it's a perfect storm. I've seen storms worse in LA than the storm they experienced in Seattle.
Well, we didn't get really into the storm,
right?
Really,
but
they okay. Yeah, they didn't really show it that much.
A tree fell through a window.
And lights went out. And
I'm from New Mexico. Trees fall through windows all the time. That's
I'm
nothing.
I'm from Oklahoma. And you houses pick up themselves and travel.
Oh, I'm from Texas. Up. There were 3 tornadoes and just in, like, yeah. around oh, my home.
True. He's from Idaho. They have it. Potatoes there. I mean,
it's tragic.
So, okay, so bottom line is we know storms. And so just because we didn't really get to see kind of the natural disaster, so we don't really know.
Use your imagination.
From the outside. Oh, well, we had to.
Not like we needed to see it, but most of the drama about this superstorm centered around a hospital having to operate in the dark without electricity.
Right. Right. You know, and I was actually a little bit kind of depressed that Joe didn't have a tree trim limb, like, sticking out of her.
Yeah, like nothing.
Thing. Nothing.
Like,
She did decide to walk around with a full-on Shire. Black eye.
And now, you know, let's be realistic. If any of us had a black eye, we would try to conceal it or put something
concealer,
over it.
Powder,
she was like, I'm bold.
Anything.
Well, but listen, I'm have bold. You guys ever had a black eye before or, like, a hickey? You put makeup on it and it makes that
hickeys.
Stuff worse.
Ew, hickeys.
Yes and yes.
Kelly.
I mean, no.
Whoa!
Yes
but, you
yes
know, like, makeup does not make it better. It just makes that crap worse.
It makes it a little better.
We'll touch on Joe in a minute. Let's talk about Meredith's baby and the whole C-section and okay. everything that has to go into that.
Well, the deal is it starts off with, what's her name?
Christina and Derek
running in slow motion.
Matrix running down the hall
in the
dark.
I absolutely love that.
I love how they swoop your in. Hair. It's like that. They come around the bend.
Around the riverbed.
It's like worse than freaking Tom Cruise in Oblivion running.
Intensity
it was just really, really
in
bad.
Their face.
I loved it. The, well, hair, the hair was like wafting in the wind.
Gang was out running Derek. She was like, yo, pick up the pace, homie.
She's like, just
but then his eyes are like, you know, sticking out of his head and he's got, you know, this crazy look on his face.
I would have loved to see him feel bad. Like rehearse that because they have to run and so when you run in slow mo they have to run faster to slow them down, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, they probably were like done for the day, cardio down. And yeah, I mean, Yang was just like,
can you imagine like having to run so fast and try to keep your face?
That's
look,
true acting,
you know?
Emmy.
Yeah.
I run like that at the gym.
Yeah,
at the gym, I'm like, yes, I'm working.
Man, I don't
it's
run at the gym. I walk. You can burn as many calories walking, and you look so much better.
True. But we knew from last week that Meredith was going to have this baby during the superstorm with
that's
the lights
true.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the nurse from ER. I think that's where we agreed.
Marcia Gay Harding. Marcia
no,
Gay Harding.
No, definitely not. That is not her name. That's a completely different lady.
IMDb. IMDb real quick.
No, but like, yes. Like the pretty nurse, or no, the pretty obstetrician. That's mm-hmm. what it was.
Okay.
And she says that she feels the baby's face, which we had a big conversation, like, why is that a problem? Mm-hmm. Turns out it really is. It's called face presentation, and it's really dangerous for a baby.
Yeah, usually the baby's supposed to come out with its head first, but not with its face first. So that was kind of obstructing its neck, I believe, mm-hmm. which could have...
strained its neck and be fatal.
Exactly. Right. So everyone mm-hmm. watched the show. They know about that. So they decided to go for the C-section, which Meredith was like, I'm not doing it. I did not plan this. I do not want this. And in the end, the doctor was like, pull it together. This is what you're going to have to do, or you're both going to die.
It was very Addison. She's like the Black Addison.
Yeah, she just, like, told it like it was.
She
I
was
loved
Blattison.
It. And then what did she say? She was like, either shut up or sit down or I don't know.
She was, well, no, because Derek was like, don't mess this up. And she's like, sit down, please.
Sit down, Dr. Weber.
She's like, you can build a seat and have it.
Mm-hmm. She said, sit, yeah, okay.
Well, okay, the Meredith, that was kind of predictable. I knew the baby was going to be in some kind of distress and Meredith was going to go there. But what was more, I guess, freaky to see was that after the baby had been born and
you didn't really cry for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Typical baby doesn't cry. My baby, why isn't it crying?
That would be kind of scary though because he was quiet for like a minute is a long time when you're
smack
waiting.
Smack that baby.
You know?
Right. I mean, that's what they do.
Smack that
all on the floor.
Smack that.
Guys, I don't think that's appropriate really.
Okay, sorry.
But Meredith is bleeding out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that came out of nowhere.
Well, we kind of knew that the fall wasn't just going to be the fall and then the baby. We kind of knew that there was going to be a little bit of a connection there.
I thought the fall was just for early labor.
Right.
I thought that was done.
Like, how would that cause a ruptured spleen? I have fallen many a times in my life, and I've never had a ruptured spleen before.
Well, you didn't have a baby and down the stairs. And
what if, like, because when she fell and she hit, like, the baby pushed something, you know, pushed against it, or it was extra pressure, or could have, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
And she said that she was in labor, so she couldn't feel that pain. And then all of a sudden, you know, when the baby was born, now you have the secondary pain that was probably going on the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, she was numb already from the C-section, so she still couldn't feel it. She just starts bleeding out.
Right.
Yeah, and that's crazy. Yeah. And she calls it, and she's like, "Dr. Ross, I love your enthusiasm." Because he's like, "Mousy, I have got this surgery. Don't you be cutting on another surgery on me again." And then she was like, "I like that enthusiasm," which I love that he stepped up. But then when she started bleeding out, he was like, "I don't want to step up anymore."
And
so I'm like, "Pull it together."
Yeah. Meredith dictated her own surgery, which was disgusting. It made my stomach hurt for some reason.
I thought that was actually pretty badass, to be honest. Hello. I mean, because you literally are on death's door, and you have to keep your mind straight while she's passing out because she's bleeding out and still has to guide this kid.
Right.
That's been basically doing paperwork with Bailey for the last few days.
Right.
To, you know, save her life.
In the dark.
And stay calm about it. And I thought she was pretty awesome. And I thought that was a pivotal moment to watch that. And there were a lot of those for me in this episode. Even though it wasn't crazy dramatic as far as, like, action-packed, there were a lot of emotionally dramatic moments.
I agree. And what was really nice was, hearing her, you know, tell Bailey, "Do not let me be a vegetable. You know, do not resuscitate me."
Why was that nice?
Well, because getting back,
she was telling Ross that.
Right, I'm sorry, Ross, I do apologize. Touching on what you're saying about moments and her being brave and her really owning, you know, her life and taking responsibility for what's about to happen to her. Because most people I know personally, I'm like, "Oh, God, I'm dying. Oh, God, why not save me?" But Meredith was like, "If I die, do not let me, or if I don't come out of this right, don't let me be a vegetable. You know, I love Christina. I love my Bailey. I love my baby. I love Derek.
My Bailey."
You know what I mean? And that was cool. And I think that harkens back to Meredith. Like they said, she has been held at gunpoint. She's drowned. She had her hand in a bomb. Her mom had Alzheimer's. Mm. She's been through it. She's like, "Look, I'm done. You can put a
Well, she knows what she went through with her mom.
Right.
And not being able to communicate with her and all of that. And she doesn't want to put her family through that because she knows what that feels like. And that's terrible. And it's one of those hard choices. Do you stay alive so your family doesn't lose you, even though you're kind of checked out mentally, just to physically be there? Or do you kind of, in a little bit of a selfish way, depending on how you look at it, just say, "I'm done"?
Well, I mean, we definitely talked about this a few episodes back when she was going over her will and she decided that, you know, she doesn't want to be a vegetable. But when it comes down to it, it's kind of annoying because the show's name is Grey's Anatomy. So every time she goes through these nine lives moments, I'm like, she's going to survive. I'm not on the edge of my seat so much about it anymore.
Also, I realize why I hate it. For all of you people who've watched all of Shonda's shows, they had this exact same scenario in Private Practice.
Right.
When the psycho Katie was cutting into the doctor's stomach and she dictated the C-section for her. So I think that's what it reminded me of.
Me too. This is very recycled. Legal Eagle on the couch. Jason Ronwell. Quick question. If Meredith didn't sign a DNR, but she told the doctor to not resuscitate her and the doctor did resuscitate her, could she sue the hospital?
Not if she was a vegetable, she couldn't.
Well, her estate possibly could. But but the question would be, is a verbal DNR legit?
Right.
Probably not.
Ah. Mm.
Because, especially because she had some kind of medication in her, so could they,
they
could argue
she
wasn't.
Capacity.
Right.
Yeah.
Not in her
All
right
sorts
mind.
Of issues.
I will say,
That's the issue, though, with planning. Having your will, having your living will in place. Being on the table, bleeding out, and telling the intern what to do, that's not the time to figure out your legal issues.
That's what it's called. Call Forest Lawn and plan for your afterlife.
I do think that this really made it come full circle. The entire season we've seen the theme of the doctors teaching the interns and the interns becoming the doctors in their own right. And this was really full circle. Like, the things that he had learned from the doctor were helping him save her life.
Yeah, so, but he kind of like wussed out toward the end.
Yeah,
so
he didn't really
take charge. He couldn't do it.
Either way, it was his hands that saved her life.
I don't agree with that, because he kind of gave up, and when Bailey comes in, he's like standing there and he's not doing anything.
He's
and
like, I don't know where the bleeding's coming from.
She would have died if he didn't do some stuff.
He only did what she dictated. He didn't take it a step further. He didn't try to look for it himself.
He didn't own it.
He didn't try to do like deductive reasoning and figure this out. He went to med school. I mean, he could have tried something and he didn't. He stopped.
I went to med school when it comes to like watching Grey's Anatomy. That was my med school. And I know you've got to just continue finding where the leak is coming from.
Looking.
You keep looking for the leak and you try to like patch it
and
up.
And I feel like he gave up. Yeah. Like, I did everything she said. Now I don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, it's
use
like
your
you,
brain.
Yeah.
You made it this far. Step? You're kind of smart,
if
obviously.
If it was intern Yang, she would have kept looking.
Right.
But at the same time,
or intern Mousy.
I'm not hating on Shane. Mm-hmm. I feel like he did step up, save the life in a way until Bailey could come in and have her grandiose give me 6 dozen gloves on each hand moment.
I don't know, I guess. I just feel like he stepped up to kind of like take the credit for a surgery that was already done just to suture her back, but that's it. All he needed
he
to
co-signed.
Do originally was to sew her back up, and then there's a lot of bleeding and he can't figure it out and doesn't say anything. And
yeah, that's true. He did
you
just
know what I
stand
mean?
Around.
Like, that's all. I don't feel like.
Oh, there's so much throwing away.
It's true.
Because even when Meredith was, you know, even when she stuck her hand in the, you know, in the bomb, like, she was still, like, pretty new at that point for her to do that. And they just kind of went that extra mile that I don't feel these new interns
are
necessarily
doing. They're
doing.
Not.
Mousy,
they're not.
I think Mousy would have stepped up, or Joe.
We saw Joe.
Mousy would have stepped up if she would have actually continued that surgery, if they would have wrote that storyline. Just saying.
I mean, yeah, she may have.
Because
she did when Derek had to go out and she finished that surgery. So we've seen her do that.
Yeah. I would love to see her run in slow-mo. So we go across the hallway to the sleeping rooms for the surgeons, and we see Arizona getting dressed after a hot, steamy sex session with Lauren.
Terrible.
So much for those people that thought, well,
dang
maybe
it,
they
Peyton.
Just made out.
No, there was definitely bedhead involved, and that
Peyton
does not...
causes havoc no matter what town she's in.
And exactly. I hate the cover over the breasts, like, me? What? Me? Oh, what did we just do? I feel so naked.
Yeah, well, Arizona's got a sports bra.
And she's screwing on her leg.
Oh, low blow, low blow.
She said it last week.
Stop it right now.
Does she have to take it off while she's...
I mean...
We don't know.
Okay.
She played that Kesha song, Take It Off.
Take it off. Yes.
But the thing about Arizona that was really disturbing, though, was how she turned cold afterwards. And I can imagine...
That's natural.
That is absolutely natural. You want to forget that happened and get out of that room.
Because it's exciting while it's happening, but then it's like, wait, what did I just do?
It's
when the
sun comes up, you don't want to be anywhere near it.
Okay. And if this Arizona character isn't completely different than the one that we were introduced to when she first came on the show.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's so weird. She does not even resemble that Pete's doctor that wore fun bandanas and roller skates.
But what's even more
I forgot
disturbing
about the roller skates.
Is
the wheelies. The wheelies.
The wheelies. The Willies. What is Peyton? We can't call her Peyton. Lauren.
Her name is Peyton.
Lauren. How she's so cavalier and nonchalant about, I knew you were married.
No, she's like,
really
I like you. She's I'm
psycho.
Not going to leave it. Yes.
Yeah. Well, single white female.
Right?
Home wrecker.
Times 10.
Lint liquor.
That has been in my head all week. Oh my gosh.
It's like, now she's going to be like stewing a bunny. You know, like, oh, I love you.
Lint liquor.
How did she not realize that ring was pinned to the front of those scrubs?
Do you think it was intentional?
I think it was absolutely
intentional.
That's weight. You can feel that.
No!
You can, when there's a safety pin on your shirt,
well,
and
she
something
had the,
hanging
the
off
thing
it.
Over and she's worrying about kids and things are just
no,
happening. It could have been a pin. It could have been a pin.
No.
I don't think it was intentional, but they have never,
no,
in the entire history of the show, had rings
pinned to
their clothes.
Right. Clothes. Yeah.
They made it seem like they've always done that the entire time.
Exactly.
They could have, we just didn't know it.
Yeah, because when Callie said it at the beginning,
the
like,
first.
Oh, just pin it to your thing, I thought, like, girl, what's her name? Redhead that got married to Matthews.
April.
She's not married yet. I thought April was going to lose the ring. I thought that's why she said that. I thought that's why that moment happened. I thought she was going to lose the ring, or Matthew was going to be upset that she wasn't wearing the ring. I thought that storyline was going to go that way. I had no idea that it was like, oh, my wife does it too.
Well, online, they really talked heavily about how clever, that was one of the clever moments of tonight. Because I was even like, Oh, and then the music that played, it was like, you got caught. You
But you
got
to think about, no, you got to think about Lauren's mentality, though. She had a Hooker. Story in fives, like, she's used to this kind
right.
of stuff.
She, yes. had, she has a history of home wrecking.
She was so quick on that. But that's why I think that it was intentional, because if you have anything on you, even if it's a loose strand of hair, you can feel it on your arm. And if she's running around and she's kind of, like, hand resuscitating these kids, like, she's moving around.
She can feel jiggly.
That ring is going to be, like, moving around.
I don't think it was intentional.
I don't know. I absolutely
think
it
was. The power was
when
out.
When people are scandalous, they do some scandalous things.
They're like,
ooh,
like,
very
good.
Subtle, passive-aggressive
Maybe
things.
Next season, though, they'll have the flashback of her being like, oh, it's there. Well, and then, like, opening the coat, and maybe it'll reveal it. Like, maybe she was being
maybe
scandalous.
Maybe it's like
Callie.
Janet's well, Super Bowl.
It's so well, here's another thing that I thought was funny, is that if you remember, every time she came into the group to talk to them, she was wrapped up. Every single time, except when Callie came, and then all of a sudden her little jacket's open.
Her bosoms were out.
Whether that was intentional or not, this character sucks. She is so
I
evil.
I like her.
I hope she comes
really?
Back, though.
She's coming back.
I hope she comes back. I like her. She's very lovable. She's like lovable as a person on the show, but her intentions are sick.
I don't think she's
her
lovable
Her intentions
at
are
all.
Not good.
Well, I think this is absolutely that storyline with Mark and Addison and Derek.
Sure. Just now,
just
lesbians.
Yes.
Lesbians. Mm-hmm. AfterBuzz, go to iTunes, rate us, leave us comments, tell us what you think. Do you think Lauren was actually scandalous and purposely planted the ring on her boobie for Callie to see? Hey, who knows? Leave us 5 stars. We'd love to hear from you. We'll even give you a shout-out on the show, because that's how we roll here at the Grey's Anatomy After Show. And there you go. So, I personally feel that Lauren intentionally did it, but I'm more than willing to give her the benefit of the doubt because it was dark.
Right.
Things happen in the dark.
Yeah, well, but clearly, it wasn't dark the entire time. At some
things
point, she
in the
saw
dark.
That.
The thing
there.
Is, though, okay, guys, but really, like, you know, I know we find out at the end of the episode a little bit why Arizona might have done that, but let's strip it away and really think, why would Arizona do that to Callie? Like,
moment was for her to feel sexual, #sexual. We're using that tonight because there's a lot of moments like that. She wanted to feel sexual and beautiful, and she's just, it's kind of like her little moment of, like, I'm beautiful again. And yes, I lost my leg, but I have someone that's actually interested in me. That was her moment of weakness.
But, like, Arizona cannot let the leg thing go.
She can't.
I was shocked they went there again. And I think that Callie's character was, too. And I just was so disappointed that it all came back to the plane crash again.
Yeah. Well, she can't give it up. I mean, but it's something huge. There's no way in a year that you can forget about something that tragic
and
that happened to you
9 months later almost, you know.
You know what I mean? So I understand that, but it's just like bringing it up in a fight where it's like she was basically saying that Callie had no right to act like she cared. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she was like, you shouldn't care because you weren't in the crash. And that's not right
they
in
were,
that fight.
Yeah, they were having a conversation about her cheating on her spouse and she brings up the leg again.
Yeah. And
it
the
was
plane crash.
Yeah, it was out of place. They weren't even talking about it. It's like she doesn't let Callie have any moments of being nice because of the leg thing.
Yeah, well, and she's been nice for a whole year now.
I don't think that I don't think what she meant was that she's not allowed to feel bad. I think that she doesn't like, she feels that Callie expresses herself like she was part of that whole situation
physically.
Right.
Maybe
and she wasn't. And that, well, she physically wasn't.
No,
that's the point.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the argument that they're having, is that, yes, every emotion that happened, Callie felt it too because she had two people that she could have lost there. And, yes, Arizona was on the plane. She lost her leg, but that's all she would have lost. That's all she lost in the end. If it had turned out differently, Callie would have lost two people. So it would have been a little bit different, but she won't see the other side of the coin.
She won't see the other side of the coin. I'm going to let you speak in a minute. But she did go through the moment of, like, the plane didn't land. She had to mourn this whole thing her own self. You know, the plane didn't land. Where's the plane? Where's my wife? Where's my baby daddy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Arizona is not allowing Callie to feel, you know, and even though she should have all this emotion because she did go through this traumatic experience on the other end. You know, when a family member gets hurt, I feel like I got hurt. So why can't she allow that to happen for her?
At the same time, this conversation was not about that. It was about the fact that she cheated.
Exactly.
But it goes to the bigger issue of why she would have done that, though.
Let Jason speak.
No, you guys are definitely making valid points. The thing is, going back to recurring themes in Grey's,
right?
Arizona, or recurring instances of this type of thing on Grey's, Arizona has always been selfish with Callie, because when she went to Africa, you know, Callie had to mourn her going to Africa. That's when she got pregnant with Mark. And then Arizona got pissed at her for getting pregnant by Mark. It's like, Arizona, you're getting your cake.
Selfish. Very selfish.
And you're right. She's not the same girl we grew to love when she first kissed Callie in the bathroom at Joe's. 4 seasons ago. It's like she's a totally different person, and her character has gone through this downward spiral. I don't even care if she helps the tiny humans. She's probably like one of the villains, so to speak, on the show right now.
But I don't think she's really changed that much. I think from the beginning she was always selfish, and that was one of the things that everybody was annoyed about her. Because yes, she was sunny and cheery and all about the kids or whatever, but she never really was part of the team until she got with Callie. And even with the things with Alex and everything that they went through, and she didn't really want to help him. And even when she came back after the trauma, you know, she and Alex had formed that really, she was teaching him and all of that, and she dismissed him. And it was, she's always been a selfish character. Yeah. I think.
But it was interesting that she opened up when she was looking for the batteries, because she was too busy having the fling with this lady that she didn't even stock up for the storm, which everyone else was doing in the previous episode. Mm-hmm. She didn't have any batteries. But in
that
moment,
why she didn't have batteries?
Probably.
Yeah, that's what she said.
She just didn't think of it at a different time.
She probably didn't think of it, yeah. And it wasn't something that was on her mind, because she's so, like, wrapped up of, like, looking across the table mm-hmm. with the googly eyes.
But remember, Owen was making sure everybody was thinking about it. So
right?
Her mind just was on
somewhere else.
Lauren.
Exactly. But it was interesting that she opened up to Karev at that moment about, like, she just, like, blurted it out, like, I cheated on my
also,
wife.
Also, Karev didn't act at all in any way surprised.
Because he was going through his own mess.
He should have still been like, whoa, anything. Any
well, you
reaction
gotta think, though, in
besides,
his life.
But
in his,
he's selfish, too.
But and also, in his reality, that's kind of things that happen.
That's
it's not
normal.
It's normal.
That's a normal day
it's not
at work.
Surprising.
He's like, yeah, well, I love someone, and I won't tell him. Like, that's equal.
Well, he won't tell her because he's messed them all up, is what he thinks. You know,
see, like, crazy and cancer-y. And
yeah, cancer-y. That one was good.
Alzheimer-y. Yeah. All these words. No, you know, my Alzheimer-y brain. I'm just saying, like, you know, the names that they come up with. So let's move outside of the hospital
let's
now.
Move on.
You know, it's raining. Everyone's in the foyer of Grainsill Memorial West. Or I don't. You know, honestly, this is Mercy West. Let's keep it. There's all these new renamings.
We can call it Mercy Rest for this episode. That's fine.
Kiss my ass. And then all of a sudden we see a bus that's just like...
I told you it was a bus and not an ambulance.
I thought
church
it was
bus.
An ambulance.
It was a church bus.
Of course
was
it's a church bus.
It was a church bus.
No.
It was an LDS church bus.
It was a church bus.
It
said church on it, and then they said they were on their way to the church.
Got it.
Either way, right outside of the hospital...
Isn't that like a parking lot?
Right?
Like,
it's not the street.
Because they have
be
the same
street.
Car every time they show
the
parking lot.
Maybe they were
lot.
Coming from the church to go get safety at the hospital, maybe.
Whatever. Okay. It's
going that fast in the parking lot. I'm sure there's
in
speed
a
bumps.
Storm.
They probably just took the turn a little too fast, and that's it.
And it skidded
over.
Out with the water.
Yeah.
And
every time they show the parking lot, it's the same car driving. The parking lot shot, it's the same car. So I'm thinking that's the parking lot that they're doing 55 miles an hour in.
So you and a should, big bus.
Blue bus.
Oh, my gosh. No, rude. When that bus hit, I was just like, well, not many people can be injured. That just kind of tipped over. Like, you know, then, immediately that's what I thought. And then it was like this weak flame that was like, poof. I was like, that's
I've had
it.
Fireworks do more damage than that.
Right? I was like, that's not even obnoxious at
and
all.
And that's what I'm talking about tonight with the finale. There were certain parts of the finale that were just like they could have done without.
It should have been like, boom, boom.
I mean, people should have, no.
Yeah,
people should
I
have flew out. Should have flew
right?
out of the bus.
Exactly.
Like, mangled. Like, just like, you know, like, Final Destination.
It wasn't even
like,
that
you know,
traumatic.
No, it was horrible.
What more drama.
I feel like they could have done away with a lot of the elements that they were trying to build emotion behind and really get to the core of the story and have an emotional finale.
Well, they were building for this explosion that we've heard for like weeks now, and or was the explosion the other explosion? I don't know.
No,
both of these
the explosions
were weak,
mm-hmm. right?
But I think you touched on a point. They have been building up to the emotional, relational moments that we have for at least half the season, if not longer.
And it's true. Many of our fans are tweeting that this is like the season of emotions,
mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, but seriously, they could have had a little more fire. Or, along with the emotions.
So do we all think that, and I know I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but do we all think that Dr. Rubber is alive? I think people, a lot of people are tweeting.
Well,
a lot
of people are jumping ahead.
But everybody's tweeting that yay, nobody died. So I mean, do we? Is that the consensus?
No one died yet, but he might die in complications in the beginning.
Right,
of next
they
week.
Always
next
that.
Episode.
Let's give a couple shout outs real quick to Kyle White, Alicia Harding,
it's
Sanja.
Kyle White,
Sanja Bumbar, and who else? We have so many wonderful people. That talked to us all day. Brianna Gurley.
Did you do Alyssa?
Alyssa, for sure. Ian Armstrong, thank
Sanja.
You.
Sanja. Mm-hmm.
I love Jolex. Nikki. So many cool people that always tweet. Candace Thurman.
Beatrice. Jack Sutt.
Yeah, these are like
Autumn.
Avid.
Now,
Janet
literally.
Jackson.
No, we have some great Twitter followers. Like, today was just like, tweet, 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 tweet,
I know,
tweet, tweet,
like,
tweet,
you
tweet,
guys,
tweet, tweet.
Stop it. We're not watching it yet.
It was good all day when we were all, like, into it and, like, figuring out what's going to happen tonight. But once East Coast started airing, I was like, I have to turn my phone off because people are spoiling things.
Well, Sassy Pants Pompeo fan.
So many great
Christina
people.
And Owen. That was okay. That was another thing that they reached far back to get and bring up. Was about him being mad about her having an abortion, not having a kid, and their relationship being over. All season, I have been crowing down. I have been like, "Yes, crowing. You guys got divorced. You guys are doing it. It's great."
Okay. You know? I still don't think it's over.
Really?
No, it's not over.
The way she it has to be, because if she walks out again in tears, she's an ugly crier. If she walks out again in tears, it's going to be like. Cried wolf.
They really have breaking up every other episode.
But the way
like.
She looked at Meredith and Derek with the two kids, I don't know.
I think she was looking like it's good on the outside looking in, but really, I don't want it.
How unceremoniously did that little kid leave?
I know,
just gone.
And
he didn't die in the ambulance or anything.
In the helicopter, I thought something was gonna explode. Like there was gonna be like a lightning.
Come with me? No, no. Yeah.
Crying grandma, she disappeared.
Yeah. I know, we didn't even see her.
Just add water and Jennifer? She's got it there.
Because she's already crying. So ridiculous. But no, I think Owen, when it comes down to it, he wants that child. He's probably still going to adopt that child. I think that storyline might continue on.
I want Christina and Owen to... just be done and have them have their own life. Owen needs his own
story. It will happen next season.
His own storyline that really puts him in danger, that puts him in more emotion. Because he's always with someone. He's always having drama with somebody. He choked out Christina because he had PTSD. he's mad at Christina because she had an abortion. Owen, get your own drama. Let's have you have,
his
like, liver cancer.
He
or,
did cheat on her. That was his own
but that was
drama.
With her. I'm saying, like, Owen needs to have his own where he's kidnapped. Someone runs him over with a car.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm saying because like I want him to.
Drama has to kind of focus on someone other than Meredith. Like it has to go somewhere else.
But she's been doing good. She's
it
had a
has
great
focused
year.
On other I know. Places. Like
well, kind
thing,
of.
I would love to see Christina dating again and somebody besides him or her other boss at the other place who really was just a way of getting back at Owen.
Mm-hmm. Legal. What do you think?
She shouldn't date.
Why not?
It's not right. It never ends.
No, she doesn't want to well. Share her life.
She's celibate, right?
Yeah, yeah. Celibate.
She wants a casual relationship.
She focus on surgery.
She wants to jump off. Yeah. She just wants to hit and split and go back
Fine.
To the OR.
I would be happy with seeing Christina try to be celibate. Anything
surgery,
but
quickie,
this
surgery,
Owen
quickie.
Thing.
Booty booze.
This Owen-Christina thing.
Is done. And I was team Owen. I was team Crowan the whole season. But you know what it is. Jackson and April. So tonight, Matt
showed back up.
Matt didn't die.
You were so adamant about Matt dying.
Everybody thought he was going to die.
I thought he was going to die.
I wasn't the only one.
Those teeth.
One of our producers came in and said, did that Matt guy die yet? Oh, he said, did the Matt guy die? And I'm like, not yet. I thought it was coming. Still, I thought it was going to come back.
Well, he kind of emotionally died.
He had an emotional
maybe.
Death.
Maybe. I don't really feel like he fully grasped
it.
Oh,
I think he did.
Oh.
I don't think he did.
I think he did.
So, yeah.
I don't think he put Jackson, I don't think he put two and two together and mentally broke up
oh,
with
yes,
April.
Oh, yes. He totally did.
He's a paramedic. He's smart.
He shows back up. And
maybe
he's,
he's seeing it, but I don't think that means they're necessarily over for good.
Oh,
no.
I don't think he knows, like, oh, they've had sex together, but oh, clearly there's something there, and that the way she reacted towards him was not of like a brother sister. It was of like, if I lose this person,
I'm gonna die.
Yeah, I'm gonna
die. I think
die.
He totally got it. I think when he saw her freaking out outside, because he was standing right next to her when she was freaking out outside, and then when Jackson came with the kid and walked right past
her. Hashtag sexual. This is another moment where he sexually walked out from the fire like a fireman holding that child. He didn't even look April in the eye. Nope. He was just like another right slow-mo moment. Oh, my God.
And let's talk about the most annoying part of the entire evening. Oh. That girl not getting out from under a burning, exploding bus. Come on, Evie. I'll race you, Evie.
Let's go find your mommy, Evie. Evie's
Evie's like,
it's exploding, and now I want to run.
She's grab that dang Evie's pink shoe and pull her out of
there. Like, it's warm in here.
Blink. Blink.
She's like, it's nice and toasty in the blowing up bus. I'm gonna kick you. I'm gonna kick you right here. But again, the bus blows up.
It was a weak explosion.
It was only on one side.
Yeah.
So bad.
No, yeah, I mean,
it didn't like blow up into pieces and there wasn't debris. Oh, that, you know, this is what I want.
Exactly.
My
10th grade science project was way more on fire than that.
Exactly.
You know? And Jackson's a hot piece, so you're like, damn.
Especially when they had to work on him and he took his shirt off. He has been in the gym.
That's what she was going to miss. She didn't like him. She's like the goodies in the jar. That's all she wants. She's like, damn, that's a hot piece of ass that's getting fried in that bus.
And and he was like, well, you're getting married. You're going to marry. And she's like, I want you. Like, and he's like,
give me a reason not
to. Give me a reason not to.
How many movies and how many shows have we heard that? Give me a reason to stay. Give me a reason not to.
I already know the reason. Just go ahead and jump on him like you want to do, right?
Everybody's thinking that.
I'm going to go back to even when the lovely, lovely Sarah Drew was here and that same question that everybody was so mad at me for when we were talking about, but I still think she is so, April is too freaking selfish. Again, it wasn't about him and her. I'll marry him unless you tell me I shouldn't. It's not that I love you, I want to be with you, I'm ending this because I want to be with you. If you turn me down, I'm going to him.
Right.
That is such a backhanded kind of thing, and I hate that.
I didn't think about that. You go, girl. I wasn't even there.
At the same time, when there was this much of a chance that we lost Avery, my heart sunk. I realize I want him to die less than any character on the show, probably.
I thought we were going to lose Owen.
Well, the fact that we didn't even put him in harm's way.
Right. And Owen
we thought he was going to be the one saving somebody or to get saved or something.
Well, still, I'm glad Avery's okay.
No, absolutely.
With you right there.
I'm glad
I love him. I want him to do well.
Okay.
Well, he owns awesome.
I just want him to be around.
He doesn't have to say much. Just give me the eyes one good time. Under the mask.
Legally, though. Avery, are you an Avery fan?
No comment. No comment.
Yeah, I think you put him in a spot.
I mean, are you an Avery?
Are you a J-Bril fan?
No.
No.
She's great. I saw her when she was on your show before, sweet girl, but that character, just too damn whiny.
It's annoying, yeah. Right?
Seriously, and that Give Me a Reason, that's so cliche. That,
I agree.
That
I agree.
That was the biggest disappointment.
Right? Yeah.
And the running... Uh-huh. That was kind of a disappointment, too.
You know what? Okay, yes, that was a selfish move, but at the same time, a lot of girls in that situation would feel the same way. Like,
oh, really?
I got this hottie that loves me. I love you. What do you think?
But if
I got this
But
guy.
If that's true, right? That's really sad, because it's not their own decision. I feel like it is because you're not being true to yourself. So they're both good looking and they're both this and that, but what you're not going with what you feel. You just don't want to be alone that bad. You're just going to be with whoever will take you. I think that sucks.
It's a little bit of a, you know, Bella, Jacob, Edward, you know, we want the love triangle thing.
Always
the same
go
time,
for the sexual
I'm not
guy.
As bad.
Why are you always comparing this to Twilight?
I don't know, guys. It's the love triangle thing. Okay, you want to hear another one? Katniss, PETA.
Yes.
It goes on and on and on. It's a little triangle. All the girls want to be at the middle of it.
I love being
in
the middle.
April for wanting this.
Who else wants me? Who else wants me?
But the difference about it is, in even as silly as with the Twilight reference, she goes with the one she's in love with. She doesn't just settle for the, like, she won't even kind of go there. That's the difference. She's going where her heart says. And with April, she's not. Like, she thinks that she is, but she knows she's truly in love with Jackson, and she won't go there because she's, for whatever reason, she's always, I can't do this, it's wrong, I can't, she always has all these crazy excuses, and it's so unfortunate because I think he really does love her, but she doesn't get it.
This is the same story over and over again. I am getting over it. She needs to decide and move on, and I think Avery needs to decide, but he kind of already
told her no.
Right. He was like,
he already turned her down. Yeah, right? When she asked him to go out for a drink, he
turned
her down.
But now when life is threatening, it's like, what is he going to do now?
Always want the one that turns down.
But even then he says, whatever you're going to say, whatever you're going to do, keep it to yourself. Like, he didn't even want to know.
Right.
I know. I think it's because he feels like she's engaged and she's moved on.
Well, and plus she's always, like, I'm sorry, but she's always bullshit. It's always, yeah, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't really, she does
it's
not
always,
make her
I'll
mind
take
up
you, but then I take it,
it
back. And it's, no.
If they were to get back together, he would have to marry her, like, quick, fast, so they she cannot feel so bad
it. Would have to be one
it.
Or the other. They're interchangeable to her, and that's the sad part.
Yeah, I mean, I did not want to see this storyline go on like it is into next season. I thought it was going
to
go one way or the other right now, and it really didn't.
I think that for the premiere of season 10, because they have been renewed for another season, I think they should totally not touch on Weber and then leave everything else. Touch on Weber and Callie.
And then just move on.
And move on. And because those are the standout things from tonight. Meredith survives and names the baby Bailey, which is so dumb because then
our fans love it.
I hate it. I wanted the kid to be named like Mustafa or like
no. Immediately
Wolfgang.
When you were like Bailey always saves her. Bailey always saves the day.
Totally.
I was like, oh, she's gonna name the baby.
But how
Bailey.
How about this moment? The baby's name is.
God. And no, and it was,
that was
no.
the cliffhanger of the night.
But did she pass? Because he put the anesthesia on
no,
her.
No, that was oxygen.
Oh,
no, she was passing out. It was just oxygen.
Yeah, she was passing out.
I don't think they're going
to do a blood loss.
Oh, I was like, was that anesthesia? That's
like,
some good
go to,
stuff.
Go to sleep.
Count to 10.
It didn't even hit her face, and she's like, out. Yeah. It was just air.
Well, the culmination of tonight ends with, of course, the chief, who I'm glad is back to working. Good for you,
he
chief.
Finally
you coached Christina and taught her something new, and you finally, you know, made your money today instead of walking around the hospital with your monotone monologues. But
he did have one monotone monologue, though.
And I'm telling you, there's no kind of inflection or anything. She's like, you suck.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
Really, really good. That was good. I like that, Julie.
But it worked.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
And he kind of had a
he
southern
inspired
twang.
Her to greatness.
Yeah. Yes.
But, you know, the guy, he saves the technician guy.
Yeah.
Who had a heart attack.
I thought he got electrocuted at first. I thought I heard slushing water when he was walking down there. I heard slushing water, sound effects. And then I saw, like, the spark. So I thought immediately that technician was the one that got electrocuted. Then they were like, don't die on me, man. Then we go back to that scene, and he just had a heart attack. And he was like, sorry for yelling at you. Then from there, he's like, just all you have to do is flip the switch immediately.
And then we all knew. He's like, oh, okay. Let me go switch. Like, he's like looking around. I'm like, oh, okay, over there. Like it's like, okay.
It's like, it's about to happen.
You're going
to
be fried in just a second. But here's the thing that was really upsetting for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see him get electrocuted.
Right?
I think it would have been enjoyable to watch.
morbid man.
No, because look, it looks stupid when someone's just laying there with CGI on fire. I want his eyes to be open or something that really drove home that Grace drama.
Well, we don't know because he either passed out or he had a heart attack from being electrocuted.
His clothes were fried.
He was definitely electrocuted, but he could have gotten a heart. He's old. He could have had a heart attack from it from being electrocuted. You know.
It wasn't enough for me.
Part of me wondered how long did they sit in the dark and they didn't have to just because that guy laid down there downstairs with a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Like, could they have turned the lights on a long time ago and not had to pump their own baby's ventilator?
No, of course. Yeah. That was the whole, like, shocker of it. Like, oh, the guy had a heart attack.
It should have been Christina. Because, okay, with Weber, like you said, you said he's old, right?
Right.
And so it's like, okay, well, you know, he's gonna, you know, fine. Weber got, because he's not really that dynamic of a personality this season.
That it matters.
Right, but if Christina got electrocuted, it would have been like, no way. Like, she would have been like, you know, fro hair.
No,
it looked really
like
good.
It's way more shocking with the chief.
I think it would have been
nothing
too comical if it would have been Christina.
You would have laughed.
I would have laughed. I would not believe that.
How she get fried?
She would not have been down there flipping switches. No.
She's like, I am a world class star. Yeah. You flip your own switch.
I mean, I'm not going to risk my hand to flip that switch.
The only switch I flip is when I walk, okay?
I'm surprised we haven't seen Chief come in more different situations where his life was at risk because he's never been in one, right?
Well, no, yes, when with the shooter. He went in with the shooter and had a pep talk and was like, vodka smells nice. You know, what are you going to do?
I want to watch that episode again, even though it gives me bad dreams.
And that was a great,
finale.
Well, and Bailey, too. I mean, I like that she was forced to have to go and save Meredith's life again. And then when she kind of went wacko on that meds computer, like to get the stuff out,
she got crazy.
Best moment of the night for sure.
Bailey. Bailey went all brute.
Yeah, she did.
And she was like,
she's like,
when they got back to her,
don't just stand there. Get the meds.
Oh wow. Bailey, she was invigorated. She felt it.
I know.
She's like, let's do this.
It's like she had a rejuvenation. Bailey always has great moments in the finale. Every now and then they give her great moments. Oh, and I mean, she really went out Angela Bassett when exhale on that. On
she
the,
did. You know,
and it was just, and they were looking at her like.
Bailey.
It was almost like a hashtag sexual moment.
I was a little turned on.
Darn, that was not. That was like a football. Saying,
she let that was like a linebacker moment.
Just saying. God.
But you know what, guys? Overall, let's get down to the nitty gritty. The Grey's season 9 finale. How do we truly feel? Let's sum it up. What do you think was powerful? Do we feel like...
It was only super exciting because of our fans, to be honest, because they hyped me up more than anything else.
Any,
you know what I mean?
Any
advertisement, because they were like, what can happen? Da, 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 da. They had all these predictions. So I would definitely have to say that that's what made this finale so great. But it was really the leading up from last week's episode that had me like, I can't wait to see what's going to happen next week. This episode was kind of like, okay, I can't wait for next season. But last week was like, I can't wait for this week. So it was... I give it an 8.
Okay.
I liked it only because it was a lot more, it made you think a lot more than it was kind of action-packed, which is what we've gotten in the last few, like with the plane crash and all of that. So I like with this one that it was a little bit more low-key and it was a little bit more, it was definitely a lot more emotional and it made you stop and really pay attention to what was going on in the scene and look around and see what kind of, you know, things that you can find that make sense and all these little triggers and all of that and everybody's underlying like kind of scandalousness. And I kind of liked that about it.
I love the fact that Karev and Joe finally got together.
Oh, yeah, they're in love.
Yeah, yeah, they are in love. They admitted it to each other, beaten up, blah, blah, blah.
Well, did she... Say it, but she's wild.
She knew she loves him back. She wanted him to say it.
She went in for the. She went in for the kiss.
Well, he said I love
him. He met her halfway, but she was like, "Yes, tonight's the night." Because we've all been waiting for this kiss, right?
Yeah, yes.
And it finally happened. Was it exciting?
Sure. Yeah. Predictable.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm not going to give it a number rating because.
What? You have to. Did you do one?
I didn't.
Oh, no. Okay, never mind.
I don't want to give it. I mean, yes, I love the Grays that it's explosive. And, well, I guess there was an explosion. But when it comes down to it, like, I do feel like it was a transition from this season to next season episode, which is a little disappointing, but at the same time, every year on the season finale, I'm like, calm down, stop killing people.
Right?
Right.
It's like too much.
Did.
And then we're disappointed.
Yeah, so it's not exactly what we expected from Grays. Can't say it was a bad episode. I my heart isn't racing like it has been in previous years.
Me
but like,
either.
Yeah. So I'm excited for season 10. Nicely done in summary.
Okay, okay, okay. All right. And Legal Eagle Jason Michael Romero, how do you feel about it?
Well, I thought it was pretty good because I've welcomed two of my own daughters into this world. So anytime you get to see the birth of a healthy baby, it just makes you happy. And I was happy.
Aww.
Aww. Welcome, I was happy because baby
to the world,
Bailey
baby
was
Bailey.
Just
I
great.
Know, and that's cute.
Yeah, it was adorable.
Yeah, we have a lot of things to look forward to.
There's
in
a lot. We
10.
Have a lot to be grateful for in this finale of Grey's Anatomy.
That's true. Yeah.
Just kidding. All right, you guys. Well,
whoa.
Just kidding. I'm sorry. Listen, I like the death, the gore,
the explosions, the action pack.
Like, oh my God, they killed Reed. You know, stuff. I like, that's what I look for.
Instead of running in slow motion, they should have run faster.
Right, like, and the music. Like, there is just so many elements of Grey's that made Grey's what it is and what it was are starting to disappear. And I think that's just foreshadowing, you know, the end is near.
Right.
The end is near. They're renewed for season 10. No, let's move on to news and gossip. News and gossip. Let's get it.
News and gossip.
News and gossip. Okay, so, all right.
AfterBuzz TV news.
There you go. Well.
We got a new guy in there.
They are renewed for season 10.
Yeah,
and
right.
A couple years ago, they were negotiating for 2 more seasons, 9 and 10. So I don't really think that there's going to be a season 11. And Sarah Ramirez was on Access Hollywood with Billy Bush today, I think. And she was talking about, we don't know about season 11. There is a season 10, so we'll stop right there. I think that the writing, you can tell when the writing's winding down, when they're not putting as much energy into the storylines as they used to, because the storylines, the arcs and people, I mean, it was just so intense and so deep. Now I feel like a lot of things are very surface and just getting to the punch quicker. They're not drawing mm-hmm. things out. So who knows? Thank God for season 10. We have one more season to hang out for. And the DVD set comes out always in September, so we'll be looking out for that. It'll be a 7-disc DVD set.
Yeah, I think you can pre-order is what I saw when we were going to commercial.
I have them all.
I saw that yesterday. It's okay. Like, it's a little creepy, but
it's like
he has
$400
them.
Worth of Grey's Anatomy.
It's really
wow.
Ridiculous.
I will say that, not that I want it to end in season 10, but if next season is the last season, it's not going to be because it's a canceled situation.
No.
It's going to be like an entire decade of a fantastic show.
That's true. Well, that's true.
Absolutely.
And she was right when it was like Meredith has 9 lives. Like, I kind of think maybe the next one isn't going to be her.
Well, Billy Bush said, you know, a show like this that's been on for 9, he said, wow, 9 seasons. How does Shonda keep the viewers wanting more? And mm-hmm. she said, it's just story. She writes a great story. And Grey's, like I said, is a story. It's a book. It's a novel of things to come. There's so many backstories, like the first season with Meredith's mom having Alzheimer's and the way they tie it, and then the backstory with Chief and Adele, and it's a love story.
Oh, I forgot Adele is just gone
in a hospital, yeah. You know. So yeah. I think Grey's is definitely
not
a love story.
Back.
A lot of people are gone.
Yeah, she's officially done.
Yeah. She died.
Was she gonna be Danny come back as a ghost?
That could happen.
Like Richard.
That's a stretch. No, thank you.
And I don't think we need to do predictions. I think for me, I don't have any predictions for season 10 because.
I don't. The one thing that I think is, I think that you guys are right. I think it's kind of winding down, and I think what we saw, at least for me, from this episode, was a kind of this is me, this is who I am with these characters, and how much more can they grow with this original cast? Because it's like Christina, you knew this is what I am. You want kids? I don't. This has always been our thing. This is who mm-hmm. I am. This is what I do. It's already happened, and then we see the kind of confrontation with Callie in Arizona, and she finally brings everything to light of what she's so angry about, and then that's when she comes up with, well, I guess I lost you. You're not the same person anymore. And I think it was kind of a lot of realizations that way. Like, this is me, and this is it.
Right.
So what are we going to do now? Even with Karev, this is what I do. This is what I always do with these women. And then he finally comes to terms and opens up. And, you know, Arizona gives him that advice, too. Don't always go with the bad. You know, take credit for the good, too.
Sure.
I have one more thing, too.
I have a prediction, too.
Go.
You want to go first?
Well, one of our fans is trying to call in, but let's continue the conversation on Twitter like they've been doing, because I know everyone wants to keep talking about it, so we'll definitely continue talking about it.
That's what I was going to predict. Season 10, the four of us hosting this AfterBuzz show, and all of you guys at home tuning in.
Oh, yes, yay. For sure.
I miss you over the summer.
I know.
You guys, it's been a great season.
And each other.
And thanks for tweeting and trying to call in, and all of our guests that we had this season.
Sarah,
that was great.
Sarah, Jerica Hinton, thank you guys.
I can't believe I met you guys this year on this show.
Yeah,
it's been very fun.
I can't wait for next season.
It's going to be
so
great.
Excited.
It's going to be great. Well, you guys, there you have it. The season finale of Grey's Anatomy, season 9. Ugh. Such a pleasure hosting with you guys this season. Like you said, we'll see you back in September. Until then, I am Jason J. Carter. You can find me on Twitter at JJC Forever, on Facebook at Jason J. Carter, and the Jason J. Carter fan page. It's been a pleasure. I'll see you guys online.
I'm Julie Parton, and you can find me on Twitter at JULIEPARTIN. I'll miss you over the summer.
Bam! And I'm Star Double R. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all that good stuff at StarrSession. And don't forget to follow all my other web shows that I do.
And you can follow me at Kelly with an IE 079 on Twitter and Instagram.
Bye, guys. Have a great one.
Bye.
We'll miss you.
See you in the fall.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.